sometimes the most brave thing you can do is to continue to make it through today, even when you have little hope for tomorrow. Have you ever been at that place? When you had a taste for just nothing? No wishes, no loves or desires, no ambition, and just no hope. Well, Johnny Erickson Tata once wrote that the best we can hope for in this life is just a knothole peek at the shining realities ahead. Yet sometimes, just a glimpse is enough. It's enough to convince our hearts that whatever sufferings and sorrows currently assail us, they aren't worthy of comparison to that which waits over the horizon. The theme of this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 1 is hope. Hope over the horizon. A hope like an anchor that latches on to the certainty of the promises of the future that God has made for you. We will be together for about 15 minutes. So begin your meditation by just softly beginning to close your eyes and slip into a time and a space where you can feel real, honest, and truthful with yourself. Consent now to surrender this time to the hope of God, the expectation of the Spirit, and the promise of the Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from 1 John chapter 3, and respond, Heavenly Father, You are my hope. Think how much the Father loves you. He loves you so much that He lets you be called His child. Heavenly Father, You are my hope. So many people of this world do not know who Christ is, but Heavenly Father, You are my hope. My dear friend, you are already God's child, though what you will be hasn't yet been seen. But Heavenly Father, You are my hope. But do know that when Christ returns, you will be like Him, as you will see Him as He truly is. This hope makes you keep yourself holy, just as Christ is holy. And Heavenly Father, You are my hope. So spend a few more moments now, just lifting your face towards heaven, towards God, towards hope, as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to hear Christ now in prayer. Wherever you are at this moment is simply divine. It's holy because you chose to consent this time to be set apart with God. So rest here in prayer before your Heavenly Father. No secrets, no mysteries. Just be transparent with your thoughts. Stillness as you become aware of the Holy Spirit listening to your cries. Be aware of your hopes and your dreams. Also, intentionally note any sounds or sensations that may be disruptive right now. They may be physical. They may be emotional. But one thing is for certain. None of your distractions are surprising to God. So pause here and note any bewildering sensations diverting you from the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. You feel hopeless fighting against your thoughts right now? Well, don't fight them. Just let them come and simply note them for a moment. Thank you. as you note each hopeless distraction. Surrender each to the Spirit of God and just let them pass. Give them no power, just let them drift by. Scan your thoughts and emotions for any hopelessness. Let it pass by without effort as you center on Christ and His hope for you. Notice too your breathing. Simply be aware of each present breath, not your last one, not your next one, just this one. Let your breathing remind you of hope. Your mind may wander as you note your distractions, and that's fine. Just let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to your breathing. And perhaps whisper the word hope as your mind wanders. Whisper the sacred word hope to help you return to the anticipation of what's waiting over the horizon. Just continue to softly whisper hope as your mind wanders. Now in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three readings. Don't listen too closely. Just simply be aware of a word or a thought or a phrase. Maybe just an idea of hope from God. Listen to His voice from His words in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 from the New Living Translation. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. What did you hear? Where did you notice your attention being drawn? Well, begin to silently meditate on that. After just then pausing in stillness for a bit longer, what if God still rings in your mind? Where did you feel hope? Listen again. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. Rest here longer now in stillness, as you experience hope in His words, hope in your heart for what is to come. In this second reading, relate the passage to your current certainty. Be aware of any feelings that the Holy Spirit stirs from these words. Notice any sensations you feel as you listen with affection in your heart. Now to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of His great mercy, He has given us new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, and kept for you in heaven. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your affections? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of hope, divine hope. And let this be your effective prayer as you feel the hope that He has within you. In this third reading, simply let the words just fall around you. No reply, no answer. Let this be a time of deep connection beyond words, connection beyond thought, as you listen now to a wider reading from the Contemporary English Version. Praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is so good. And by raising Jesus from the dead, He has given us new life and a hope that lives on. God has something stored up for you in heaven, where it will never decay or be ruined or disappear. You have faith in God, whose power will protect you until the last day. Then He will save you, just as He has always planned to do. Resting with your eyes closed now in imaginative contemplation, I want you to be with the Apostle Peter as he was writing these words. He's writing it to believers around the world who were under intense persecution. And if anyone knew about persecution, it was Peter. Threatened, punished, imprisoned, beaten within an inch of his life. He had every reason to feel despondent, pessimistic, and hopeless. So using all of your senses, I want you to watch as he writes. See his scars, his wounds. Watch as he writes about the living hope he has. What do you see on his face? As he turns, what does he see in yours? In your imagination, take this time to talk with Peter. Share your stories with him as the Lord listens. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's present existence in your life. The passage mentions having hope in the imperishable, the undefiled, and unfading things. So let this be a time where you experience those. In this moment, lift your heart to the eternal. let your spirit rise towards the everlasting. With your eyes still closed, let your mind's eye see the permanent and enduring. Experience the abiding hope of God in this time of contemplation. As we close, don't rush off too quickly. Just rest here for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, just whispering, Heavenly Father, you are my hope. And let that be the sacred word that the Holy Spirit gives you to return to the Lord. Hope. And now let me pray over you that you be blessed by the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That you remember that because of His great mercy, He has given you new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, and kept for you in heaven. A hope over the horizon where you will be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen. So, in the days ahead, or in this very moment, you may feel hopeless at times, maybe walking through a season of despair. But celebrate that despair as it reminds you of the hope that is yours in Christ. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to be the hope of Christ to another. Look for a friend or a family member, maybe even a stranger you can turn into a friend. For to love and give hope to another person is to see the face of God. So take all the time you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect some anguish, but then be reminded of the eternal hope over the horizon. Seeking the divine in everything, in everyone, all the time. For His hand is in every happening, and it's there that you encounter God.